Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is something called Q. Have you ever noticed that that whenever you watch, whenever you see a on television on one of the TV networks, one of the on-air personalities, have you ever noticed that they always look like soap opera actors? They're all young and pretty, right? And we're left to think that no non-beautiful people apply, right? Well, you'd think that unless you know about a certain marketing measurement. So Marketing Evaluations Incorporated is the proprietor of a marketing metric that's used extensively to hire on-air talent. It's called the Q factor. And it's as rude as it is simple. A prospective anchor is presented to an audience who is like a focus group, and they're asked to give one of two answers. I like or I don't like. That's right. So they look at they literally just look at this person, they listen to them, I guess, and then they say, I like them or I don't like them. Responses are graded based on the numeric Q score. Above 19, if you get a 19 or above, you've got Q. Never mind whatever credentials you may have, no matter what J school you went to, it doesn't matter what you've done anywhere else. If you can read a teleprompter and you have Q, you're hired. Below 19, forget about it. So could the Q factor be involved in perpetuating the marketplace myth that owning a brand is the exclusive domain of big business, that their beautiful, sexy brands have such Q factors that you and me with our little brands, that we don't have that? After all, if only the young and beautiful possess the best TV journalism credentials, why wouldn't we then think that you can only have a brand if you have a sexy national television campaign? That's what the message people get sometimes. Since most of us would be guilty, and I would be too, of giving an I like score to a pretty face, it follows that we would also be foreclosed from thinking a dowdy small business could actually own a real brand. I think we do this to ourselves. Never mind what we think about other people. I think we probably lay that kind of baggage on ourselves. But here's the truth about branding, and it's good news for small businesses. Owning a brand is more than having Q. Owning a brand is more than being pretty and sexy. Most experts will testify that a brand is established when a product delivers a desirable feeling, pleasure, happiness, security, and yes, even pretty are examples of how a brand might make you feel. A brand's value and power are established when it's consistently delivered on our feelings and, increasingly, as you've heard me say for a while now, increasingly in the age of the customer, on our expectations. Increasingly, the brand value that you offer is based on our expectations. And if you think about that, expectations are much greater, much more diverse, much different. Than pretty and sexy. There's more involved. Our expectations, there's more involved there, right? So if people were influenced only by things that have cute, if we only responded to things that were pretty and sexy, churchgoers would only attend big, beautiful churches, right? Because they're so big and opulent and fancy, right? We'd only respond to those things. And yet, tiny churches abound. Like religion, brand loyalty is also a very personal thing, which is more good news for small businesses, right? Because getting close enough to customers to discover their individual expectations is one of the many things small businesses do better than big businesses, isn't it? Think about that. If a brand today, and folks, this is kind of a 21st century age of the customer thing. This shift that I'm talking about. There was a time in the 20th century where Madison Avenue drove the brand message to the point where it made us believe that only the big guys could have a brand and little guys don't. Well, today, the definition of brand value, the definition of the impact of a brand, the definition of the power of a brand has changed. And it's no longer just about what's pretty and what's sexy or what's fancy or what's big or what's dancing across the television screen. It's more about what your customer expectations are. And those expectations are harder to find. They're harder to see on some kind of big data. More and more expectations are individual. They don't show up in demographics. They don't show up as much in big data, I think. And therefore, that gives small businesses an advantage. Because we're there nose-to-nose with our customers, aren't we? More than any big company could ever do. With all their big fancy brands, we're nose-to-nose with our customers. We're able to say, in essence, what are your expectations? And then deliver on those expectations. So it's resolved, my friends. Owning a brand is not the exclusive domain of big business. And when it comes to actually building brand value, I think small businesses have the edge. My friends, I think you have the edge. Big businesses may be good at brand Q, but small businesses are better at what really counts, building brand value, understanding our customers' expectations about brands. Our challenge, my friends, is believing this truth about ourselves. Your small business's Q is measured in brand value and defined by customer expectations. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Dead kings, many things I can define. Old Cajun's fire, swaggers, clutter your mind. In the sense of compliments.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.